I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Israel and Iran square off as Western allies urge restraint. Heart for Iran's Nazanin Baghestani says Iran followed through on its previous threats to Israel this weekend.
Iran attacked Israel full force, about 300 missiles, intending for a mass casualty. Fortunately, that did not happen. But this was the first time that they actually fired from inside Iran. They were using the neighbors and using Hezbollah. But this one, they wanted to show that we can do it.
Heart for Iran offers the hope of Christ to those inside Iran who are overwhelmed by fear. Visit us online to help keep this important work going and pray the current tensions won't escalate into regional war. And there's a big celebration underway this Friday in Harrison, Arkansas. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says,
we are about to have a dedication weekend, not so much about a building, but about a God who built the building. It truly is a miracle in the Ozarks. It is so much more than a building.
On Eagle's Wings, the native outreach of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is dedicating its brand new leadership center to the Lord on Friday.
This is a statement that God has never forgotten the first people of this land. They are seen by God. They are loved by God.
The first of its kind, On Eagle's Wings Leadership Center is a training hub for Native American Christian youth. A 9-month gap year program equips Native young people to bring the hope of Jesus to their communities. And your help makes it possible. Find your place in the story at visionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.